but it's not the right spirit to have. Mary had the right spirit. Martha didn't. But Martha, look what it said. Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. So she's commanding the Lord to tell her sister to get back to work. Now, I've heard people say, you know, Mary was, you know, Mary's lazy, and said, no, she wasn't. Notice what Martha says, she hath left me. That means Mary had a balance. She was a servant. But when the Lord shows up, there's nothing better than to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear His words. And then after Jesus is gone, she'll be busy with Martha, laboring in the kitchen, whatever is needed. So you can't say that about Mary. She left her to serve at Jesus' feet, or to hear His words. But He tells Jesus to bid her, in other words, command her to come over and help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about, look at, many things. But one thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that good part. What is that? That's the Word of God, of course. And hearing the words of Jesus at His feet, sitting at the feet of Jesus and hearing His words. And that part will not be taken away from her, it says there. But notice the Lord says, thou art careful and troubled about, look at, many things. Why? Because notice the Lord says, her house, many things. You know, we live in America today, and I'll tell you what, there are many things that we can be cumbered about. I'll be honest with you, I'm not against TV, I'm not against listening to the news media, I'm not against cell phones, I have them, I'm not against computers, I have them, but I'll tell you what, there's enough games, there's enough things to keep you so busy that you are cumbered about many things. And we need to use those things in the world today. I mean, I can imagine going places without a cell phone any longer, without GPS, without being able to email people and stay in contact with my family. And I praise the Lord for all those things and many other things. We have to deal with taxes. We have to deal with just day to day. All the different things that bombard us day in and day out, and we become cumbered about many things. But it seems to me that Martha was very cumbered about many things. And notice it says her house. But now I want to show you something about Mary. Go now, you can be done with Luke now. Go to John, we'll finish up in John. Now don't forget what I showed you. I showed you that Martha always comes first, then Mary. Only in one place in the Bible that it doesn't. Now look at where it's found. Go to John chapter 11. This is the most interesting verse. Martha shows up last, not first. But all the times you ever read those two together, it's always Martha. First. Like I said, I believe she's the firstborn. She had the responsibility. But look what it says. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of what? Mary and her sister Martha. Now that is the most interesting fact. The Lord showed me that about a couple years ago, and boy, that brought me under major conviction. You know what? It says Mary's city, not Martha's. Town, I should say, but city, town, whatever you want to call it. But it says the town of Mary. Now it's the town of Mary. Now Martha was in that town too. Lazarus is in that town too. But yet when you read about the house, it's Martha's. The things, the possessions, houses and land, those things. But the city, the town. You know what Mary was? You know, if there was something Mary is cumbered about, but the Lord never said cumbered. If Mary was cumbered, she was cumbered about people, about the people in the city. She had concern for the people of the city. I'll prove this to you by the Scripture, and we'll be done. I'll prove this with the Scripture. Let's keep reading. So Lazarus dies, and he's dead for 3 days, over 3 days, and it's about 4 days after that the Lord shows up. And we're going to begin in verse 17. We're going to read this and look at this. Now when Jesus came, He found that He had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh in Jerusalem. Bethany is the town of Mary. And yes, Martha's there also. They all live together. Now Bethany was nigh in Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha. And notice again, Martha's first. And Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now notice it says many of the Jews. Many of the Jews came to Martha. Look at Martha and Mary. They came both to both of them. So there's Jews that are coming for Martha, there's Jews that are coming for Mary, and for both. To comfort what? Them. Concerning their brother, because he had died. Then Martha, notice, she's always first place on things. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. Now that's very interesting. I literally believe she went out there and met him like this. She didn't let him come into the city. That's the type of Martha is. If you've ever, I know how it is. I've been out of the church now for 7 years, and we got some ladies in the church that just want to eat like this. Every church has them. And you got Marthas in each church, you got Marys, and God loves them both. God has a different purpose. It's just that we got this one lady in our church. Boy, she is the most loudest mouthed woman I've ever heard, but God has used her mightily. And it gets her in trouble all the time, and it's caused problems, but I'll tell you what, she's been used of the Lord. But I believe, I know there's no difference. 2,000 years ago, same thing. And Martha gets out there, probably puts her hands on her hips and says, "Now, Jesus." Now, you may think I'm taking that wrong, but no, she went out there and met him. Her spirit has not changed. Now, watch this. She has a complete different spirit than Mary. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, as soon, you know, come right out there. But Mary, Mary sat still in the house. You're going to find out more about her later and why she was doing that. Then said Martha unto Jesus, look at this, "Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died." And I believe that's how she said, "Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother would not have died." And she believed that God could have saved him. She believed with all her heart. But the problem is she still got that attitude. But she says this, "But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee." Jesus said unto her, "Thy brother shall rise again." Martha said unto him, "I know that he shall rise again, the resurrection of the last day." And that was all the Jews know about a resurrection. That's what she's referring to. But she quite didn't get it. So he explained it to her. Jesus said in here, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" She said to him, "Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." She still didn't get it, but she did say that. And when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, "The Master is come and calleth for thee." Now notice, it wasn't until Jesus Christ called her that she came. She sat still, not even worthy. Well, Lord, you know, she's struggling just like Martha, same struggle, but notice her spirit is completely different. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly. It wasn't until she heard God's voice that she went up and moved. You see, there's a difference. Martha did it in her own flesh. Mary will not. She will do it when God tells her to do it. There's a difference. When she heard that God called her to do it, she did it, not on her own flesh. And you can do things for the Lord in your own flesh, but there's a big difference when God tells you to do it, so forth. Verse 28, "And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, Master is come, and called her thee." Verse 29, "As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly, obeyed the Master's call, and came unto him." Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews, so it shows you that Martha went out to the city to meet him. And the Jews then, which were with her in the house, comforted her when they saw Mary, that she arose up hastily and went out, following her, saying, "She goeth on the grave to weep there." Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet. Now notice the total different spirit. Did you know she said the exact same words as her sister said, but a completely different way? You know, my wife can say things to me that are completely wrong, and all has to do with the right spirit. She can say the exact words, but a different spirit, and comes across completely different. And that's what is happening on here. And you can see a completely different spirit. She said the exact same words as her sister, but one is in complete humility. She's sitting at the feet of Jesus. And she doesn't understand all that took place, but her spirit is completely broken and different. Notice what she said, "Lord." And it's not like Martha. "Lord, if thou..." Hers is completely, "Lord, if thou had been here, my, you know, like that, completely different. My brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, not only as she has feet, she's weeping. Martha never shed a tear, but she's shedding a tear. And the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in spirit with trouble, and then he wept and all that. Now, what am I showing you all this for? I'm going to show you something, the difference between Martha and a Mary. Maybe there's some, and this is not just, this is not about women. This is men or women. Are you a Martha or you're a Mary? And that's what I want to show you. You can be cumbered about your house and about all the things and your job and all those things, but do you care about the people in the city? All right, is this, all right, when people come in, they would say, oh, that's, or would they say, this is her city? That's what I'm trying to get at. Let me show you the impact that Mary. Notice God said Mary's town, Mary's, but Martha's house. Now let me show you the influence that Mary had on the city compared to Martha. Now go back again. We're almost done. Look at verse 20. No, verse 19. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them, right? Jews came. Now look at verse 31. The Jews then, notice those are the Jews that came to comfort her, right? The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her. So Mary left, but guess what? The Jews stayed with Mary. That's what it says. The Jews then that were with her, maybe there were some Jews with Martha, I don't know. But there are Jews with Mary. They stayed there to comfort her, right? Then jump down to verse 32. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, the Jews also weeping, which came with what? Her. There are Jews with Martha, and there are Jews with Mary. The Jews stayed with Mary, and when Mary went out, she wept. The Jews with Mary wept. There's Jews with both of them. They both came. Now keep reading. Then look at verse 45. After Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, look at what it says. Then many of the Jews which came to what? Mary. There's no Martha mentioned at all. Look what it says. And had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. Are you following me? None of the ones that were with Martha, her spirit did not influence those men, the Jews that were around her. Only the ones that were with Mary. She had such an impact in the city and an impact. She cared about the people. She was concerned about the people in the city. Now God has called you to this city here. You got a new building here. You're here. Are you? It's a blessing what the pastor is trying to get you to do and call them and well, why? Because this you're a church here, yes, but you're a minister to this city. These people are the people that you're called. This is your mission field. Now, either you can be cumbered about all your houses, and I have nothing against you. God give you a beautiful house. Praise the Lord. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with those things. But be careful that those things, you're not so cumbered with those things and you can neglect people. Because people is what it's all about. And they're watching you. And they will watch you. And so, I guess that's my only point and main point. And I don't care if you're 60, 70, 80. There's a lot of old folks in this church tonight. I don't care how old you are. You can have a major influence on the people here. And it's amazing to me how many, Mr. Sumagong, you saw him in that picture. He's 85 years old and he has a house and all that, but he cares about people. He is constantly, always out on the streets with us, 85-year-old man on the streets with us. He's out witnessing. He's having Bible studies with the Filipinos. He's out there. He's taking little kids and teaching them memory verses and having his own grandkids do specials in the church, and he's the one that's training them. The Bible says you can bring forth fruit in old age. So I'm just saying you're either a Martha or you're a Mary. Maybe you're an in-between. I don't know. But be careful. I understand the situation you live here in America and all the temptations. But when you get to heaven, God doesn't give a rip about all the things. It's about the people that you've affected and are you dealing with someone? Is there someone you are working on in their life? And when the time comes in your life, would they come and minister you like Mary? Like Mary. I'll turn it over to the pastor. That's all I have here tonight.